If your business is not growing, I'm going to share exactly why that's happening in this video. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kaim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. Hey guys, Uriel Kaim, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Winning, where I give you the no BS, straight to the point truth about how to win in business and life. So here's the reality. I don't know the nature of your business, right? But obviously I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, health professionals, coaches to help them grow their businesses online. And the biggest thing people come to us with is, I need help to grow my business. I need to get more clients. I want to grow my revenue. I don't want to burn myself out in the process, etc. So when someone comes in, or you know, even if someone's further along in business and their business is not growing, when you see this pattern thousands of times, it actually becomes very obvious. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make is they think that by doing more, they're going to solve the problem. But the real thing I want you to understand is that most entrepreneurs are not growing their business because they have not identified the one constraint or bottleneck that is preventing their business from growing. Okay? So let me repeat that. If you are focused on simply doing more stuff or setting more projects on the calendar and you are not addressing the core constraint of your business, then nothing else you do is going to matter. So think of it like this. I like to look at business as an assembly line. And I've talked about this in many other videos. If you can draw the business model of your business, you don't have a business. So I can map out in a linear fashion what my business model looks like. And we do this for our clients too. And then with that is associated metrics. So when we're looking at the data, we can pinpoint exactly where the problem is or the constraint is. So as an example, let's say that you're running ads to a landing page, people opt in and they're going to go to the next step, which is watch a webinar, book a call, whatever it is, or whatever version that is for your business. If you know what that process looks like and you can draw that out in a flow chart or on a napkin, and you can identify the fact that, okay, you know what? I'm not getting enough calls booked, right? This is something our clients tell me all the time, right? When they first come in, I'm not getting enough calls booked. I'm like, awesome. Let me have a look at your critical numbers. And I look at their data and they spend $50 on ads. And I'm like, you don't have enough flow to even book a call in the first place. So you spend $50 on ads, you got whatever, 50 clicks, 20 people opted in. You know, we don't have enough data yet to worry about calls booked or clients enrolled. So there's not necessarily a constraint there other than the fact that they just have to invest a little bit more and give it a bit more time. Whereas if the situation was, hey, I've spent $3,000 in ads and I have no calls booked. Oh, different story. So let's have a look at why that might be happening. Look at the data. And now we can pinpoint the specific part of their funnel or their business model that could be bottlenecked. It's like a hose, right? If you can't unkink the hose, the water's not going to flow through. So we look at, you know, in this fictitious example, and it's like, oh, your cost per lead is $27. That's a lot compared to a lot of other clients who are in the neighborhood of $3 to $6 a lead. Maybe we can look at fixing that. Because if we can fix that and get that down, all of a sudden we unkink the hose, we allow more flow to come through, leads, etc. And then we can worry about the next constraints, right? The thing is, in business, problems never go away. They just kind of change and they move around. It's kind of like whack-a-mole, right? You fix a problem here and then it pops up over here. So you might have an acquisition problem and then you fix that and you get all sorts of clients coming in and then you're like, shit, I can't deliver to all these clients. And then delivery is broken and you fix that and you're like, cool, let's ramp up marketing again. And so it never ends. And then it's like, man, I got to hire some people. So if you're waiting for the magical day where you can just kind of like kick your feet up and everything's great and chilled, sorry, you're in the wrong ecosystem. Business inherently has problems, right? What we do as entrepreneurs is we help our clients solve problems. And naturally, as a business owner, you have to be good at identifying problems in your own business and not just identifying them, but knowing how to fix them. So step number one is we have to really get good at understanding where the core constraint is. Now, here's the dilemma, is that if you don't have that experience, you will most likely never understand where the constraint is. And that's why most people never grow. The biggest danger you face in your business is the lack of visibility you have over your own blind spots, right? It's the very same reason that you coach other people. They can't get to where they want to go. Otherwise, they'd be there already, but they're not there, which is why they hired you. So I'll give you an example. We speak with hundreds of people every single week in the DMs. And we'll often ask them like, hey, like what type of clients do you work with? And I can tell in their one response how successful their business is doing or how successful their business is or not. Because if someone is doing fairly well, I'll get a very clear and succinct answer. I help, men over 40 reduce back pain. Awesome. Others give us paragraphs. I'm like, dude, I didn't ask for the story. I just asked you who you work with. And the thing is, they can't even articulate who they work with, which tells me they work with everyone. And if they're working with everyone, they're working with no one. And then we go into the conversation and we have a look at what their business is doing. And lo and behold, it's making $0 or very little. Success leaves clues and so does failure. And this is one of the most important reasons why every one of us needs to have a coach. And not just a coach. Like, there's a very big difference between coaches and coaches who know what they're doing. So as an example, someone has, had a call with us recently and they're like, I just don't see the value in what you guys are doing. Now, number one, that's on us. We did not a good job at articulating the value, but this guy was comparing us to another coach who is 4 times cheaper. I mean, come on, guys, let's be honest here. When there's a very big difference, okay? If we look at the example of a car, right? You guys know I've got 2 McLarens. Those are very different cars than a Toyota Corolla, which my mom has. They're both cars. They both get you from A to B, but it's a very different machine. It's a very different experience. If you want to go fast, it makes sense to have a better car, right? Now, I'm not saying we're going to break the speed limit and so forth. But I share this because just because someone's a coach, if you help people lose weight, so do a lot of other people. It doesn't mean that you're all the same, right? So where am I going with this? So the reason I'm not the cheapest in the market is really simple. It's because I'm the best in the market. And I encourage you to have that same position if you are the best at what you do. Like if someone's been coaching people online for their business for 2 years, I've been at this for 20 years. And I'm not just coaching business. I actually built and sold a multiple 7-figure business in the very same vertical that I help clients build their businesses, right? So I'm not just like, I had a good month and now I'm coaching people. I've been at this for 20 years. So why I'm sharing this with you is because when you don't have that experience, you do not have perspective. And when you don't have perspective, you have no visibility over what's going on. Like, again, I've been at this for so long. When you're at something for so long, you start picking up patterns very, very quickly. And it's not about stereotyping or generalizing. It's just pattern recognition. So as I said, if someone responds in the DMs with a paragraph about who they serve, right away I know that they're struggling in business, right? Now, they don't know that, okay? And that's the biggest problem. They think they're doing okay, but I'm like, dude, you're not. You have no money, you have no clients, no one knows what the fuck you're doing, okay? But you can't tell people that. You have to ask questions where they start to recognize that. But I share this because if you want to fix the core constraints in your business, you have to have someone's eyes on your business who knows way more about the business than you do, because they've been in the trenches for way longer. So if you are hiring someone, don't look for the cheapest option, because you will always get what you pay for. I'm not saying you have to work with me. I don't care about that. I'm fine. What I'm saying is don't choose people based on who is the least amount of money, because there's a reason. Like if I were to have a conversation with this dude, I'd be like, dude, why do you think that dude over there is 4 times less expensive than I am? Do you actually think he's anywhere near as good or has the experience? Please bring up his website. Let's have a look, right? You get what you pay for in life, okay? And the most expensive advice is free advice or very cheap advice. Everyone has their opinions, right? But very few people can back it up with any degree of like track record, which is why there's so much skepticism and bullshit in the coaching space, okay? So anyways, I've invested more than $1.3 million in my own coaching since 2010. From 2006 to that time, I tried to do everything by myself, which is why I struggled, because I couldn't see what I was doing wrong. And you can see the label on the outside of the bottle when you're inside the bottle. How much sugar does this ketchup have? I don't know. You're inside the ketchup. I can't see, but everyone else can see, right? So you need perspective and you need someone else's eyes on your business. Otherwise, you're going to struggle forever. I'm sorry to say that, but like, you will struggle forever. I'm not even going to say you can figure this stuff out on your own, because you could, but what's more important to you, getting it done relatively quickly, or do you want to spend the next 10, 15, 20 years struggling? I don't care if it costs money, right? You cannot solve a problem without paying to solve it. I want you to think about that for a second, okay? The only way to solve a problem is to pay money to solve it. I just want you to think about that, pause the video and think about that for a second. Think of every single problem you've encountered in your life. Could be an issue with the television, there was a leak. Like, you don't figure things out for free all the time. And if you do, there's a lot of trial and error involved, which means a lot of time and ultimately a lot of expense. So if you're smart, you'll understand that time is expensive and money is cheap. But what a lot of unsuccessful business owners believe is, I don't have a lot of money, therefore I'll use a lot of my time. And that's fine for a little bit. But once you hit your head up against the wall over and over again and you're just not getting to where you want to go, you have to step back and be like, I just don't know how to do this. And you need to find someone who's already achieved what it is you want to achieve and has helped other people do that over and over and over again. Okay? So that's the core constraints. Hey, hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just popping in real quick to let you know that I am on Instagram. If we're not connected yet on the good old IG, hit me up. I'm at Healthpreneur, not any of the other fake accounts, but just at Healthpreneur. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and send me a DM, letting me know how you like the show or really anything else you need help with to grow your virtual health practice or coaching business online. So once again, that's at Healthpreneur on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get back to the show. There's one other reason. Actually, there's two other reasons why your business isn't growing. Number one, there is very, very likely, and all the time, a skill gap. If you are not where you want to be, it's because you don't know how to get to where you want to be. So let's say you've identified the core constraint. Okay, so let's just use this as an example. You have a pipeline, you're coaching clients, you get them on the phone, and you know, like you're getting people coming through, but they're just not enrolling. So let's say your close rate is 10%, which is not great. So we've identified the constraint. So then the next question is, well, how do I fix this? Right. So a better question is, well, who can help me fix this? Right. Which is going to accelerate your fixing of the problem. But nonetheless, how do I fix this low close rate? Well, here's the thing. Selling and most other things in life is a skills game. It's not a numbers game. If you have a 10% close rate, having 100 times more calls is only going to keep you at a 10% close rate. If you have a 10% close rate and you skill up in the world of sales, you move that to 20, 30, 40%. That's a very different ballgame. All of a sudden, if you have 100 times more sales calls, you're converting at 40% instead of 10%, you 4X your business plus volume. So anytime you are not where you want to be, it's likely because you're missing vital skills to get to the next level. This is one of the most important things that we help our clients develop is helping you, or our clients in this case, build the skills of persuasive communication, magnetic messaging, being data-driven, amongst other skills. If you don't, again, these are the core skills that we all have to build as business leaders, right? Either you're selling to your market or eventually you're selling to potential team members that you're hiring or building a vision with, right? The selling never ends. It just changes who you're selling to. So there's most likely a skill gap if you're not where you want to be. I was terrible at sales for a very long time. I was like, maybe I should figure this out. The reason I didn't grow from 2006 to 2009 was because, number one, I didn't know what the constraint was. Number two, I didn't really have the skills. So I didn't know how to market. I didn't know how to send out writing emails with any kind of persuasive communication. And I had to learn these skills over time. And now I'm dangerously good at those. Now, I don't do everything in my business anymore, but I became dangerously good to hire other people and recognize, you know, game knows game. Right? So if you don't build these skills, don't expect anyone else to come in and save you. No one's coming in on the night shining armored. Oh my God, I've got this agency. They're going to take care of all my leads. They're not going to fucking do shit. Okay, please go waste your money on agencies. And when they don't work out, you come back to ground zero with zero skills. The biggest mistake I continue to see is I don't want to do this stuff. So someone else does it. Well, don't be surprised when it doesn't work out and you're right back where you started and you've built zero skills. And then you're right back at it again. Build the fucking skills, okay? That's what I'm saying. If you don't have the skills, you're not gonna pay the bills. So building skills and and closing that skill gap is massively important. Yuri, what skills do I build? I don't know. Where's the constraints in your business? Let's start there. And third, and the final thing I'll say here is you've identified the constraints, you've identified some skills that need to be improved upon. And the third reason that a lot of businesses can't grow is usually related to some type of leverage or lack thereof. So leverage, for me, scaling is very simple. Scale is leverage times learning. So leverage is what I'm gonna talk about. Learning is the skills. So if you build the skills and you're still not growing, you'll get to a certain point. So I'll use an example. So when you do all of your own calls and you build your skills on the selling side of things and you move, let's say, from a 10% close rate to a 40% close rate, that's great, right? But you're still doing all the calls. So you can only take so many calls in a day, in a week, you're capped. So you have little to no leverage other than if you charged more, but still you're gonna run into a cap of your time. So how do we add leverage on top of skills to scale? Well, we look at systems, we look at capital, we look at people, and we look at content. I'm not going to go into all four of those. I'm just going to talk about people and systems really quickly. So on the sales side of things, if you hired another sales rep, that's leverage because now they can take on more of the work. You put in a little bit less work in terms of sales calls and you guys can have more output. Okay. Leverage is a certain degree of input for a greater output. If you put in one unit and you get out one unit, that's no leverage. That's a one-to-one linear relationship. If you put in one unit and you get 10 units, that's leverage. Think of Uber. I use this example quite a bit. If you're an Uber driver, you have little to no leverage, right? You get paid based on the number of rides you do, okay? The CEO of Uber has a huge amount of leverage because he has hundreds of thousands of drivers all doing their thing and he gets a small percentage of everyone, right? But from the business perspective, because everyone is doing their thing, the business is able to reach and expand to way more people than if one individual driver could do it by themselves. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense in terms of leverage. So people, as you add people to your team, can bring you more leverage because now you know 1 + 1 = 3, synergistic effect, all that stuff. The second thing, and I'm not saying you have to go hire people. Do not hire people if you're not at the stage of game to hire people. And if you don't know the first person to hire in your business, please don't hire anyone because I'll tell you there's a very specific sequence of hiring called the hiring ladder. We teach this to our mastery clients and we show them exactly what that looks like. We give them all the playbooks, job descriptions, hiring process, all that stuff. Don't hire the wrong people prematurely. It'll cost you a lot of money and you'll go backwards if you don't know what you're doing. The second thing I want to talk about with respect to leverage is systems. So let's use the example of what most people do to get clients is they just post on social media or they sit around and they hope harder, please, someone fall in my lap, please. Come on. Hope and hoping harder are not strategies. They're not a system. It's a grind. It's manual labor. So a system, by contrast, is a process that works independently of your inputs to produce a given output. So as most health professionals know very intimately, when you're working with patients all day long, you don't have a business because you get paid when you work with clients or patients. You don't get paid when you don't work with them. That means you have a job, even if you own the business. If you take a week off and you don't get paid and your patients or clients don't get helped, you don't have a business. You have a job. Cool? Now, listen, I understand this because I lived there for 7 years, 12 to 14 hours a day of the grind. I get that. I lived that fucking nightmare for a very long time, which is why I'm so passionate about helping health professionals escape the prison. So if you have no leverage, if you have no system there, if you can't step out of the business, then you don't have much of a business. So a business is a collection of systems that produces a profit for the owner while servicing those people that they serve. So in the neighborhood of marketing, when we are posting manually on social media, you could say, well, that's a form of leverage because there's content. Well, that's kind of true if that content gets seen. But what if the content doesn't get seen, which is what happens most often? So let's say you have person A who's posting every single day and and nothing's happening. Hey, listen, social media and contents are amazing. They just take a very long time, okay? And then person B is like, okay, I'm going to post and I'm going to put some money behind that, okay? So we talked about capital. Capital is leverage because now we can, with $50 spend, we can reach more people, or $100 or $500 or $5,000, we reach more and more and more people. So capital, investing in marketing through the form of advertising, is one of the fastest ways to have way more leverage in your business. This is why we're like all about this in our business personally, as well as with our clients, where it makes sense. So let's say you have capital behind something. Well, what happens next? If you have no system on the back end of that, don't spend the money on the ads. So like in our business, obviously, you know, we have a perfect client pipeline. So social media ads into an opt-in page, watch a masterclass. If you resonate, book a call. All of that's working right now as I'm shooting this video. That's a system. I don't need to be present on the webinar. I recorded it and it's doing its thing. That's a system. If I'm traveling, if I'm on an airplane, if I'm sleeping, if I'm playing with my kids, if I'm doing anything else, my business doesn't stop. If I don't feel like posting on social media today, nothing stops. Everything keeps going because it's the system. If I'm traveling for a week and I can't be in the business, nothing breaks because it's a system. Does that make sense? So just for the sake of time, I'll kind of stop it there, but I just want to recap really quickly what I talked about. The reason your business might not be growing is because number one, you haven't identified the core constraints. That's the biggest issue I see all the time. Now, number two, if you have identified the constraints, maybe you just don't have the skills necessary yet to fix it, which means skill up, okay? Because all of us can skill up. And that's the beautiful thing about skills. They're 100% learnable. I wasn't born with any of the skills. I learned them and so can you. And the third reason your business might not be growing is because it may not have a lot of leverage, which means it's a job, right? So we want to think of how do we incorporate, build out systems in the business so the business can run independently of your effort? How do we look at maybe leveraging capital? How do we eventually look at bringing people around us on our team so that 1 + 1 = 3? Okay. So those are three reasons why your business may not be growing to the extent that you want it to. I would love to know from you in the comments below, which one of those three do you believe right now is the big thing you need to work on? Let me know below. Hope you've enjoyed this video. And if you like this one, check out the next one. It's going to rock your world. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to the Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.